Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 8th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. Today on the show, really special guest, excited about this one. Texas Longhorn linebacker DeMarvion Overshown was second on the team in tackles in 2020, decided to come back for another year of football in Austin. Could have been a second day NFL pick. Is eyeing a day one NFL selection next year, but that's not why we're talking to him. We're talking to DeMarvion Overshown today because he has done a really nice job of capitalizing so far on name, image, likeness. He's on Cameo for $50. He's got a deal with an Austin-based hat company called Last Stand Hats. He's got a collection over there where you can get DeMarvion Overshown shirts for $25. He's dropping a brand of his own. He told me it was hashtag KIE coming soon. So we'll see what that entails. And he's just a really interesting player who knows how to market himself, wears armbands all over his arms and even sometimes on his legs. I asked him about that and he said it's from the Deion Sanders school of look good, play good, or however it goes. And had he known about NIL, you would have really thought that he was playing the long game there, but he really just wanted to be a fun player for people to watch on the field. And now that NIL is here and here to stay, it's quite literally paying off for DeMarvion Overshown. So we talked about marketability. We talked about what the players at Texas have been told by compliance and Coach Steve Sarkisian. We talked about, could there possibly be a divide in the locker room with all of the name, image, likeness and the money coming players' way? And I asked DeMarvion as well, when you came back to school, were you aware of the NIL opportunities ahead of you this summer too? So I think one of the interesting things before we get to the interview is players have always wanted, players have always wanted more exposure. They've wanted to do more interviews. They wanted to talk to more people. They wanted to be maybe on their own terms, but have a better working relationship with the media. I think in college athletics, that's tough because you have sports information directors controlling messaging and interviews, as Chris Hummer and I talked about yesterday on the College Football Daily podcast. I think with the name, image, likeness era and players being in charge of their own brand and having their own business opportunities and in charge of their own time, I really think you might see that change. I think, yes, could result in sponsored interviews. This is not what this is, but you will see radio hits that, you know, hey, come on by CJ Stroud and we'll pay you a certain amount of money and you can answer softball questions for an hour. You'll see that. And yeah, we, you know, might not get great sound bites from it all the time, but it's access that wasn't there even a month ago, 2 weeks ago. So I think this is an exciting time for fans of college football because I think you're going to start hearing more from the players themselves. And one other thing DeMarvion mentioned, because I know this is maybe the number one gripe of name, image, likeness, is financial literacy and how important that is and saving and investing. So DeMarvion talked about that. He's like, hey, I got some money coming in. I'm not touching it. So we'll see if every player and if every program can preach the importance of that and the fundamentals of that, because it probably is tough to be 20 or 21 and, you know, have $1,000 even roll in and know what to do with it. But exciting times ahead, and I'm excited for you guys to listen to this interview with Texas linebacker DeMarvion Overshown. Okay, excited to be joined right now by DeMarvion Overshown. First question for you, let's start at the beginning. You returned to school for your final season. You could have gone to the NFL. I would imagine that you got some intel that, hey, come back and keep improving the way you did toward the end of 2020. You could be a first rounder in 2022's draft. But was name, image, likeness, was that even in your thought process? Did you even really know that was happening? Because now you're in a position to make a pretty good amount of money this fall.
Well, I was informed that it was going to happen sooner or later this year, but that wasn't a reason why I stayed. One of the reasons why I stayed, I knew switching positions last year and just seeing what I could. I'd done my first year at linebacker with limited time preparing because, you know, he was in quarantine all last year. So I really didn't get a chance to prepare at the linebacker spot until fall camp. So basically just seeing what I could do without spring and without summer, I knew, or I kind of felt that coming back would not only better my chances of going first round, but better my chances on playing a long and fulfilling career.
How many wristbands do you do per game? Because I think that without even knowing about name, image, likeness, DeMarvion, you've sort of marketed yourself as just one of the more interesting and fun players in college football. So, I mean, yeah, I'd love to know the wristbands question, but your nickname, Agent Zero, I mean, you changed numbers from 31 to zero last year. It seems like you have really set yourself up to be absolutely marketable.
Well, the wristband, it's kind of, you know, I think about it the day before the game. Actually, when I'm laying in my hotel bed, I'd be like, okay, so what am I going to do tomorrow to have people talking about what I'm wearing? And I just come up, by the time I get to the locker room to get ready for the game, I sit in my chair. I say, okay, if I feel like wearing 16 armbands that day, and that's what the people want, I give them 16 armbands. But, you know, I like to keep people guessing, so that's why I change it up every game. But, you know, I got to keep it even, got to keep an even number amount. So, but I like to keep people guessing. And like you said, the armband thing, it was something different when I first started doing it. I was like, okay, I'm actually liking the look. Because at first I was like, I'm just going to do something just to do it. And after I played one game in it, I was like, I actually like this look.
And you even knew it was important to stand out. Like that was that important to you for just, you know, social media purposes, or like you grow up rooting for athletes who kind of stood out differently on the field with their fashion choices too?
Just coming up, I was always like the look good, feel good, play good type of person. So fashion on the field and really fashion off the field is my thing. Like I like looking good because then I feel good. Once you feel good, you play good, as the great Deion said. So just going out there, it really wasn't about just standing out and putting all the attention on me. It was more of me just feeling good and being able to go out there and do what I know what to do.
Well, now you're selling some merchandise. You've teamed up with the local Austin clothing company, Last Stand Hats. You've got, I'm reading my notes here. You have a shirt available for sale with number zero on the front and Agent Zero on the back from $25 to $28. And then you also set up your own web store front where you have customized logos with your initials, also in the $20 range, t-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts. How many weeks ahead of July 1st had you been planning all of this to be ready to execute?
Well, the one with my initials really was just the opportunity given to me, like the day I got hit up by a couple companies that they wanted to partner with me and do some D0 type stuff. That was just, you know, something that popped up, an opportunity that popped up. But the Last Stand Hats, we was talking because we knew the rule was coming July 1st. So we was able to just, you know, sit down, talk, just me marketing. Because I was always like, I wear the all gas, no brakes hat almost everywhere I go. And they would always see pictures with me in the hat. So they knew like July 1st, like this person, this dude, like he's already made a name for himself. He rocks our gear without, you know, us having to make him. So, you know, I was just a player that they wanted to, you know, do some deals with, partner with.
Is it maybe strange or unusual would be a better word to go from college athlete? You guys are protected pretty closely as far as media appearances and whatnot. And all of a sudden you're talking to a local business about a way for you to make money. What was that like?
At first I had my red flags. I was like, I don't know. No, we ain't been able to do this. My first 3 years here, it's different. But, you know, it's always like that when you're doing something different. You start off and I don't know. And then just as the days have been going by, just getting more and more comfortable, I've been able to, you know, sell myself to more companies, sit down and talk. This is what I want. This is what I can do. As the days go by, I'm getting more and more comfortable with this new NIL thing. And I'm sure that's around the globe. People was iffy about it at first because you don't want nobody taking advantage of you. And then at the same time, with the rules not being set in stone, like we don't know what we can do, what we can't do. So like I tell people all the time, like we won't know what we can't do until somebody do it and be like, hey, you can't do that. That's one of the main things, just not knowing all the rules, not knowing the NCAA, not knowing exactly what they're going to do, what what's set in stones. Because, like, right now we're just going off of the state laws. That's what the NCAA telling us, just go off your state laws. So we don't know if things going to change here in the next week. We don't know if things could change tomorrow. So it's just basically being smart, playing safe. We got good people to work with us with that. So
it's clearly here to stay. You mentioned all gas, no brakes. I only have a few more questions for you. Has Sark talked to you guys about either like rules for name, image, likeness, or, hey guys, what a great opportunity in the city of Austin. Like, go do your thing.
A little bit of both. We actually had compliance come in and do most of the talking, but he did talk to us about go out, you know, don't forget about what we got going on here, but go out and market yourself, you know, put a little extra money in your pockets, you know, take care of you, because it, like I said, it's been long overdue. And like the people before us that didn't have the chance to, you know, go on to the next level and play so many years and make millions of dollars, like this would have been a perfect opportunity for them to just go out, market themselves, you know, start things, probably could have, you know, making a little extra money, invest, probably could have had money by the time they graduated here. So basically just taking advantages of the opportunities. But then again, you know, don't forget what we got cooking here as well.
Yeah. I mean, if Vince Young could have made NIL money,
He
would have millions and millions and millions just in 1 year. You have Cameo too. So you have multiple revenue streams set up. What is it? I don't know how Cameo works. Obviously, I'm not on it, but I don't know if you get paid like immediately or if it's weekly, and same with Last Stand Hats. Have you had though any moments yet where you've got some money hit the bank account and you're all right, we're cooking here?
Well, Cameo, you actually get paid if people request videos and like they got to pay you in order to get the video. So you get paid right away there. My money's staying in my account right now because I'm actually working on getting me an accountant, you know, the taxes and stuff. So, but yeah. And then as far as the Last Stand Hats, that's coming too. We done had a lot of stuff sales. So basically in the next couple of weeks, I should be getting my first paycheck from them. So that's something glad I can say, getting a paycheck, not a stipend check, actually getting paid for using my name, image, and likeness.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, I had five different jobs my senior year of college. You should be able to essentially work too. Last question here to Marvion. I see a lot on Twitter about people saying this is going to potentially divide locker rooms with jealousy. Have you sensed any of that yet? Whether it's guys who aren't making any money or guys who, like a Bijan Robinson, is charging $125 on Cameo. Is there anything to this?
I haven't. And this locker room is so close that I feel like we wouldn't have that problem, because everybody in here, we all, if one eats, we all want everybody else to eat. So like the other day, the old lineman had posted something, and you see almost every player on the team retweeting, like, we need our big guys, feed our big guys. So we all want each other to eat. And we all knew when this rule came, like, you was going to have people that was going to make more money than you, like Bijan, you know, Casey, they're going to make money. And people knew that. And it's the same way at the next level. Like, quarterbacks is going to get paid more than what the D-linemen, linebackers get paid. And so we all knew coming into this, and we all had that conversation that no matter what goes on, no matter who gets what deal, we in this together. And we all know that we all have one goal at the end of the season, and that's holding up a trophy.
Appreciate DeMarvion hopping on with us. He was absolutely game to do this interview. You follow him on Twitter if you want to at @agent0_. Agent Zero is his nickname because he wears number zero. He had worn number 31 at the beginning of his career. Former five-star prospect, I should say. And he says he didn't know it was coming, but I think the armbands and the uniform change to go with the nickname. Come on, DeMarvion. I think you were ahead of the curve there. Our producer is Lance Glenn. My name is Trey Scott. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you Friday on the next edition of the College Football Daily.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.